This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, this is Mary Beth Gianni. Thank you for joining me. We are listening to and reading together Eco Kids Planet magazine. We're trying a new one this week. The first article is, let's find out which animals are surprisingly smart. Which are the brainiest beings? Look no further than the mirror. Humans are Earth's brightest brain boxes, aren't we? After all, no parrots have ever sent other parrots to the moon, and very few hamsters go to college. Okay, no hamsters. But wait. How exactly do we judge what makes us so bright? Is it because we can plan? Our nifty use of tools? Or the bonds we create with our family members, friends, and neighbors? Is it also that we can be sneaky enough to trick each other and cheat? Well, some animals can do one or more of these things too. And maybe judging animal cleverness by human standards alone is not so clever. Many animals showcase their own brand of brilliance and shine in their own ways. Daydreaming rats? Rats have an imagination, forming pictures or ideas in their minds like we do. They can think about places they have explored and mentally plan what to do there when they next visit. It's like how we might plan a walk. They're also top-notch learners, and in some thinking tests, they even outperform humans. But can you keep a squeak rat? Mice aren't just small and cute. Some research suggests they're just as clever as rats, possibly even smarter. Boneless, but not brainless. Octopuses don't just have lots of suckers. They're suckers for learning. In tests, they breeze through mazes, solve problems, and complete tricky tasks to snag tasty treats. They can open jars and fit themselves inside. They're also skilled at camouflage, sometimes changing their skin color and texture to match their background. Coconut octopuses in Indonesia scoop up coconut half shells from the seabed and scamper away with the shells tucked underneath them. If predators are around, they put the shells together and hide inside. Octopuses are also great escape artists, often legging it, or should that be arming it, from tanks and aquariums. Do elephants really never forget? Elephants have the largest sized brains of all land mammals. But do they truly have marvelous memories? It's not just a tall tale. They can remember the faces of their friends and families among hundreds of other elephants. And be honest, could you tell hundreds of elephants apart? They can retrace their steps to find food and water, and remember long routes when they migrate. They also recall the sounds and scents of predators, so their great memories help them to survive in the wild. Cool tools. Animals clever enough to use tools are more common than we used to think. Octopuses build cozy dens and use stones as shields to protect the entrance. Sea otters smash open shellfish snacks with well-aimed stone blows. Some bottlenose dolphins use living sponges to stir up the seabed to flush out fish for food. Elephants use branches to scratch itches in places their trunks can't reach. And picture this. Some alligators and crocodiles collect sticks and balance them on their snouts to lure in birds hunting for nesting materials. Insect brains. Have you ever wondered how clever insects are. These tiny creatures, with even tinier brains, can be surprisingly smart. Honeybees can perform simple math and recognize human faces. Scientists even coached some to play a strange bee version of football, scoring goals for sugary treats. But here's the real kicker. They tell other bees where to find food through the medium of dance. Their so-called waggle dances in their hives are like a buzzing ballet of info. Our next story is Charlie Meets a Border Collie. Charlie is a kid who can chat with animals. This time, he is meeting a dog said to belong to the smartest breed on Earth. Charlie. Not every Border Collie is super smart or skilled. Their talents vary from dog to dog. But I heard about one that's very clever. It's Rocco, my uncle's dog. My uncle is a sheep farmer, so I'm at his farm in Scotland. Ah, there's Rocco. Hey, Rocco, I'm Charlie. Oh, I don't like the way he's staring at me. Rocco. Don't be scared. I know you are. I can read how humans are feeling from your faces. Just one of my Border Collie superpowers. Charlie. It's the way you were staring. Rocco. I was just practicing for when I next herd the sheep. Charlie. That's when you make them all move around together as a group, isn't it? Rocco. It's how I get them where we want them to be. They might be grazing up in the hills. Well, not for long. I'll collect them and bring them back. Charlie. My uncle said you love herding. Rocco. You bet. It's in my blood. If you had come here with more kids, I'd want to herd you all too. Charlie. But where does staring come into it? Rocco. First, I glare at the sheep. It scares them, and that's how I control them. They do what I want when they're afraid of me. Sheep. Someone should tell him it's rude to stare. Charlie. Hey, it's one of my uncle's sheep. Sheep. Yes, I saw you coming, and we sheep are very curious. Rocco. Don't worry, Charlie. I'll soon chase this woolly wanderer back to the herd. Charlie. Wait until we've finished our chat, Rocco. My uncle tells me you learn new skills very quickly. Rocco. Yes, and I can recognize lots of human words. Charlie. Tell me about the words you know, Rocco. Rocco. When your uncle shouts, come I know to move clockwise around the sheep herd. And when he shouts, away, I move the other way around. And when he yells, look back, I focus on another part of the bleat brigade. Sheep. In fact, sheep are very clever indeed. Do you know why we all flock together? Charlie. Why? Sheep. For protection from creatures like him. Sheep are more than just fluffy faces. We all have different personalities and can tell how our buddies are feeling. Charlie. So, sheep are smarter than people think. Rocco. Who cares? I can name 20 of my toys and roll a car window down with my paw. Charlie. Well, it's been great meeting you both. I think many animals are smarter than we humans think. Anyway, Rocco, I've brought a ball for you to chase, and I can hide it for you, too. Rocco, fantastic. But first, duty calls. I'll just chase this grass gobbler back to the herd. Time to switch on the scare stare. Next is an endangered creature feature. about African gray parrots, bird brains with a heart. African gray parrots are truly remarkable creatures, but their existence is under severe threat. Found in the lowland rainforests of Western and Central Africa, African grays are a sight to behold. Shades of gray with a vivid red tail. But it's not their stunning attire that sets them apart. It's their remarkable intelligence. These brainy birds can figure out puzzles and tasks that stump many other animals. They can even crunch some basic numbers. Imagine a bird that can do math. One of the most fascinating things about African gray parrots is their ability to mimic human speech. They can also copy some everyday sounds around them, from a whistle, ringing telephone or buzzing doorbell, to a microwave beep, a cat's meow, or even a dog's bark. They listen to the sounds around them and repeat them with astonishing accuracy. Did you know there are around 350 parrot species in the world? Out of all of them, the African grays take the crown as the best mimics of human speech. Prudy, a male African gray, earned a place in the Guinness World Records book with an impressive vocabulary of over 1,000 words. Another bird, Alex, was a famous gray parrot trained by biologist Irene Pepperberg. He could count up to 8 and identify objects, shapes, colors, and materials. Remarkably, he even grasped the notion of same and different. If, for example, Alex was given a blue wooden triangle and a blue wooden square and asked, "What's different?" he replied, "Shape." These masters of mimicry aren't just copycats, they're comedians too. Gray parrot Alex developed a sense of humor and made people laugh when Irene showcased him at events. These intelligent birds are also incredibly compassionate. In the wild, they have been seen helping other birds in need. If a fellow parrot is sick or injured, they bring them food and offer comfort. In experiments, the generous grays simply couldn't resist lending a helping wing to a fellow parrot, even if they were total strangers. Grays' unique talents and amusing personalities make them popular pets in Europe and Asia. The practice of capturing them from the wild for illegal pet trade poses a grave threat to their survival. On top of this, their homes are being destroyed. As forests are cleared for timber and farming, the parrots lose their natural habitats. With dwindling safe places to live, they struggle to find food and raise their young. Sadly, the African gray parrot population is shrinking alarmingly by up to 21% each year. In Ghana, a West African country alone, their numbers have plunged by up to 90% since 1992. What can we do to help? Here's what you can do to make a difference. 1. Spread the word. Tell your friends and family about African gray parrots and why they're in danger. The more awareness, the more help we can rally. 2. Support conservation. There are organizations such as the World Parrot Trust dedicated to protecting these birds and their habitats. You can lend a hand by donating or participating in their initiatives. And 3. Choose adoption. If you're thinking about getting a pet bird, adopt one from a rescue organization instead of buying one. Let's work together to ensure that African gray parrots continue to thrive in the wild for generations to come. And the next story is Ask the Expert. It's an interview It's called the Genius Octopus. Matt Slater is the Marine Conservation Officer at Cornwall Wildlife Trust. He is a diver and loves spotting octopuses. He has observed octopus behavior both in the wild and in an aquarium. And what follows are questions asked of Mr. Slater. Are octopuses the smartest animals in the sea? Are they smarter than dolphins? Octopuses are the brainiest spineless sea creatures. They boast the largest brain-to-body ratio. However, comparing their intelligence with other marine life is tricky. Dolphins resemble humans more. They live in social groups, communicate with each other, and work together. Octopuses, on the other hand, are solitary animals. There are also some brainy fish in the sea, so who is the smartest is a tough call. What is your favorite kind of octopus? I love octopuses because they are fascinating, beautiful, and seem so alien. My favorite species is the common octopus. It's actually a rare gem in United Kingdom waters, making its name quite a mismatch. Spotting one during a dive feels truly magical. They are so good at hiding. They only appear when they want you to see them. I love the way that with a quick color change, they can disappear in front of your very eyes. How do octopuses show emotions? Octopuses have a fascinating ability to shift colors instantly, which often reveals their emotions. But they also change colors for camouflage, to confuse prey, and to scare off predators. The color red is particularly common among octopuses. Why? There is very little red light underwater, which is why the sea looks blue. So when an octopus turns red, it's practically invisible. How good is an octopus's memory? Octopuses are phenomenal hunters. We think they have a detailed mental map of the area they hunt in, as they can always find their way home in the dark. In experiments with mazes, these creatures demonstrated an ability to learn and remember routes. Can octopuses solve puzzles? At our aquarium, we designed a food puzzle box where an octopus had to lift a latch to get inside. They mastered this easily. The next task involved turning a key to open the door. Some were able to figure that out, but none could insert the key into the lock and turn it. Octopuses can learn how to find food in a maze. They can also open containers to get food. Some can unscrew jars as long as they are not tightly closed. The octopuses I have observed seem to pull randomly until the lid pops open rather than twisting the lid off. What is the smartest thing you've ever seen an octopus do in the wild? When you are diving near an octopus, they might either try to hide or curiously inspect you. I once had an octopus come and look at its reflection in my camera lens. And you know, I've heard stories of them following divers, hoping to snag a snack like a tasty crab. Would you be able to teach an octopus to communicate with us? Octopuses in aquariums can communicate basic needs to humans. They signal that they are hungry or that they want to play by coming up to the top of their tank. They don't have a way of doing more complex communication. In the wild, if you visit an octopus frequently, you may be able to teach it to trust you and to ask for food. Can an octopus form a relationship with a human? Octopuses seem to be able to recognize individual people. At the aquarium, we noticed that certain team members were more popular among the octopuses than others. Octopuses have taste buds on the suckers of their tentacles. They may be able to taste the difference between people. They have excellent eyesight, so are likely to be able to see your face too. There was a common octopus called Solomon, who was brilliant at jar opening for food. He loved to play and grab onto my arm. Among them all, the giant Pacific octopuses were the friendliest, always eager for a wrestling match. Next up is wildlife news. This one is Rona Reports. Get ready for a wild ride with ape antics, toad tales, and deep sea discoveries. Starting with Ice Bed. Wildlife Photographer of the Year is one of the best nature photo contests. The top shots that the public voted for in this year's People's Choice Award are just in, and they're incredible. One handy polar bear skill is sculpting beds out of small icebergs, and the overall winner proves it. The photo is by Nima Sarakani. She spent 3 days looking for polar bears in the far north off Norway's Svalbard group of islands. No luck at first. I guess it was hard to see polar bears through the thick fog there. But she got lucky. The boat she was on changed course, heading southeast where some sea ice was still floating around. Bingo! That's where she spotted a young polar bear and an older male. Just before midnight, the younger bear hopped onto a tiny iceberg. He used his powerful paws to carve out a cozy bed before dozing off. And then there's a little sidebar that says, newsflash. A UK man found a live baby crocodile gecko in a bag of chilies bought at the store the week before and then kept in his fridge. He managed to keep the little lizard alive for a further 10 days. And another newsflash is 4 massive underwater mountains were discovered off the west coast of South and Central America. They might be teeming with deep sea wildlife. Stay tuned. And the next photo is about a happy turtle. Sahi Finkelstein was in his bird-watching shelter, snapping photos of shorebirds in Israel's Jezreel Valley. He spotted a turtle strolling in the shallow, murky swamp water nearby. At first, he ignored the turtle and carried on watching the birds. But when a northern banded groundling dragonfly flew past his lens in the turtle's direction, his focus changed. The dragonfly unexpectedly perched on the turtle's nose. Instead of gobbling up the insect, the turtle seemed to enjoy the visit. And there are 2 more news flashes on this page. The first one is, all apes have a sense of humor like ours. They tease and annoy each other for fun by poking, tickling, and stealing. Next news flash is a Japanese snow monkey who made a daring escape from a Scottish wildlife park was seen nicking nuts from a bird feeder in a nearby village garden. He enjoyed his freedom for 5 whole days. Next up is Rusty's report. Hi, Rusty fans. My story is better than all of Rona's put together. Have you got a chill-out zone? Somewhere to play games, escape your annoying sister, and think about dinosaurs? Well, that's what I do. Mine's my bedroom. I barricade the door so no one can barge in to boss me around. Anyway, imagine looking forward to a nice rest there and finding it full of cows. It happened to 19-year-old Michael Andrew. He works on his family farm in Cornwall. That's where he's raised 5 tame cows from when they were just 5-week-old calves. After working hard all day, he aimed to game, but his relaxation room had turned into Cow Central. His cows had found their way in and trashed the room, a radio, and his Xbox. They also wrecked the rug by pooing all over it, ponging the place out. He found one cow snuggling on his sofa. He thinks one cow must have scratched her head on the door handle and opened the door by accident. But how did they shut it behind them, pull the curtains, and turn the light on? It's a moostery. Next up is nature's dream teams. Some clever animals and plants have discovered that joining forces is a game changer, especially when survival is at stake. One example is the grouper and the moray eel, the dynamic duo of wicked hunters. Groupers are expert open water hunters, but imagine chasing a tasty meal only to watch it vanish into a dense coral reef. The bulky grouper fish has no chance of fitting through those tight spaces. Luckily, this clever fish has a sleek ally, the giant moray eel. This long, slinky creature slides effortlessly through the coral maze, ambushing prey. Now, when the grouper's daytime hunt leads to the prey escaping into the coral, it heads straight to the eel. With a shake of its head, the grouper signals to the eel, who follows it to the hiding spot. The eel then sneaks into the reef to flush the prey out. And for the unfortunate fish on the run, it's a no-win situation. If it hides in the reef, it is eaten by the eel. If it dashes out of the reef, it is gobbled up by the grouper. Talk about being stuck between a rock and a hard place. Or, in this case, an eel and a grouper. And one last fun fact, it's called Did You Know? Fire ants can survive a flood by linking their legs together to make a raft. They group themselves around the queen and her eggs. The living raft floats away, transporting the colony to dry ground. And that's all the time we have for today. This has been, again, a new publication called Eco Kids Planet. And my name is Mary Beth Gianni. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.